Hi guys, it's Annie Tuck with episode 84.
That's kind of crazy.
Wow.
We should see how many, like, hours all of our episodes.
Oh yeah, that would be interesting. I bet it's about 6 hours worth of podcasts.
I think maybe a little less.
A little less?
Yeah,
that like would be interesting.
4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that we've been thinking about is, like, people tell us we sound alike.
Oh,
and we're like, really? We don't think so. But then we're like, oh my God, our poor podcast people. Like, they're probably like, who's saying this and who's saying that? And I don't know.
We apologize.
Yeah. And hopefully if you listen to us enough, like, you've been able to discern who's who. But whoops.
Usually I'm the one who starts screaming through the middle of the podcast. So just, like, my voice goes higher and higher and louder as we podcast, so.
And I think I'm the one that, like, ask the questions and introduces topics more and, you know, creates some structure in the podcast. Okay, so speaking of structure, today's podcast is a review of TXT's new album, and what is it called?
It's called The Dream Chapter Eternity.
Okay, and that's kind of hard for you to remember because why?
Because they have a song called Eternally.
So you're always like, wait, okay, which one is it?
Eternally? Is it Eternity?
So this is what, their third? Is it their third album?
Yes, their third album, but they also have, like, a little album with the Japanese versions of a few songs.
Oh, okay.
And I think they have, like, another one with a remix, but I'm not sure.
And it's like a mini album. There's, like, 6 songs on it.
Yes.
And I think overall, it's a very big contrast when compared to their first one.
You think so?
That had, like, Orangeade and Cat and Dog and, yeah.
Like, the happy songs versus, like, the more, like, serious, scary songs.
Mm-hmm. And like, not calling anyone out, but I read this, like, scathing review of this album that somebody wrote, and they were just, like, totally ripping it apart because they're like, why are they trying to be so hard and so dark, and I'm not believing it, and it's not even good. And I was like, what? Like, A, like, artists grow and artists change, you know what I mean? So I think that that's unfair to, like, expect the same type of music. And to be honest, why would you want the same thing every time?
From
every album. Like,
then that's when you start getting bored, you know what I mean? And another thing is, B, what if they're just experimenting and they're like, what does this sound like? How do our voices connect with this song? You know what I mean? Is this music better for us as a group? Like, do we all agree on this kind of music? Like, and they're a new group, so they have to experiment. Like, BTS were hardcore, like, rap gangster guys before they started coming out with songs like Boy With Love. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, pink pastel colors and, like, you know what I mean? So people change and artists shift and they experiment. And that's part of being a good artist. You know what I mean? Is seeing what you agree with as a group and seeing what you agree with as a solo and everything.
And I think that, like, one thing to remember about, like, some of these Korean groups is it's a different music culture. I think in, like, American... Well, in American music culture, like, you form your band, you know, you get all these gigs or whatever, and then your sound comes together before you release albums. So by the time you release album, you have a set sound. Mm-hmm. Korean groups, like these, like, you know, big management Korean boy bands especially, it's not the same pattern. They form the group, they get them prepared, and then they start releasing albums. So there's going to be some changes that occur, you know, and sometimes people criticize the way that that takes place, but I think it's just, like I said, it's just a different music culture, you know, and I think if you understand that, you're able to ride the waves better. But if you're expecting, like, a group to have a certain sound and they have to stick with that, you're not gonna be happy.
Yeah, and one more thing so that we can get to the actual album, but I think another goal of a K-pop group is to make sure everyone almost, like, feels accepted and, like, it's, like, a safe place. So I think that's another reason why they like to do so many different styles, because if someone else likes this kind of style of music, like, hardcore, but someone likes really cute or songs, like, people can find all of it in a group, you know what I mean? So that way they're like, oh, I really like the way these people sound, but I wish that they did more hardcore songs, and they can find that, or I really like the way these guys sound, but I want cuter songs, you know what I mean? And then they can find that, so, yeah, it's just...
But again, I think the most important thing is the artists find themselves, too, you know? Okay, so, let's get to the album. First song is...
Drama.
Okay, let's play a little bit of it. So that's the beginning of Drama. It's the lead track on the album, and it's, I kind of interpreted, because we actually looked at the lyrics.
For once.
And I thought of it as, this is my movie. Drama. This is my movie. This is, like, the story of my life, and I'm the lead in this, and all these things are happening, and...
But there's, like, parts where it's, like, this is your drama, and, like, it actually describes drama, and I was thinking, like, so they're basically comparing, like, their lives being, like, this is my movie versus, like, people being, like, this is actually drama, if that makes any sense.
I don't get it.
Because there's a few, like, lyrics in there where it feels like he's actually talking about, like, literal drama.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus, like, the movie drama. So he's saying, like... I really don't care about, like, that drama. He's like, but this is my drama.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's, like, an upbeat.
I really like this song.
You like it? You should play some of the chorus, not just the beginning, too. Let's see. Okay. And that's one thing that I really noticed about TXT throughout all these songs is they have... a lot of use of falsetto. You know what falsetto is? Kind of. Like where you go into that really high... like that high note. Like hit Justin Timberlake does it a lot. Who else does that? Who's a guy that does falsetto a lot? I don't know. But Justin Timberlake is like a falsetto kind of guy. Okay, do you want to move on?
Sure. So the next song is Can't You See Me? Oh, yes! Okay, so let me play some of it. So I'll play the beginning and then I'll fast forward to the chorus.
Okay.
I love this song. Okay, you. I'll guess I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is about someone who feels like they thought they had friends until they went through a hard time, and they like almost like express themselves without actually having to say anything, and they're like, "Can't anyone help me? Like without me, either saying something or not saying something. Like can't anyone see me struggling?" Like, can't anyone save me or help me? Like, I thought you guys were there for me. That's what I got out of the song.
So I got that it was a breakup song. And that they were, like, so crushed by this breakup that they just completely changed. And they're like, can anyone see me? Like, they're not even the same person anymore. You know what I mean? Like, no one... Like, they're not even... Like, if it's a radar, they're not even registering on their friend's radar anymore. Like... Hello.
Like, they're like, you can't like, even understand
can you,
me.
Yeah, anymore. Can you understand me? Like, I know, like, everything just totally changed.
Wow, I'm surprised you thought of that. That's so interesting.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know, because I wouldn't have thought of it as a breakup song.
Oh, it seemed like a breakup song. And there was a couple of songs that seemed like breakup songs in this. But I think what registered with us was Friends Don't Understand Me Anymore. Like,
Like, there's so many times people just don't understand us.
And it's really interesting because we're like, are we the, like...
Only ones who get each other.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, we obviously can't be the only ones undergoing, like, deep, deep changes in our philosophies and stuff. Like, other people must feel like that sometimes, too.
But then we look back out at the world and we're like, no, I guess not.
We don't get it. And then sometimes we're like, we look at the world and we're like, that's okay. We really don't want the world to get us. We'd rather just do our own thing. Like, that's okay. But I think that's what, like, we really identified with the most was, like, friends don't understand us anymore. Because, like, you just, sometimes you're just on a different wavelength.
And I think, like, for me, like, I also, like, resonated with, like, the fact where he's, like, how they don't understand, like, with my version, like, how they don't understand him. But... he thought that, like, he had friends, you know what I mean? So, there's been so many times in my life where, like, I'm there for everyone, and then all of a sudden, when I get into something, or when I'm stressed, or when I'm sad, everyone else suddenly disappears, and I'm like, okay, then. I'm like, that helped, you know what I mean? So...
And see, and I took it as they just changed so much that the friends are like, well, I don't know who you are anymore. Like, who are you? Not in a bad, like, I don't want to be your friend way, but just... I don't get it. I don't, like, I can't get it. Like, I didn't go through that. I can't get it. You changed and you grew and I'm trying to catch up, you know?
I don't know.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, the next one is Fairy of Shampoo.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. What the heck?
I got it. That's the same song.
My phone sometimes glitches. Sorry, guys.
It's because it's on repeat.
Okay, then. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we found it. Here's Fairy of Shampoo.
Okay, you go ahead, then go first.
Okay, so it's interesting because it said, like basically you're a fairy on, like, a square screen. And, like, the first thing that I thought of was, like, somebody online. Oh. Okay, you thought TV. I thought online. I thought, like, computer right away. Like, some sort of, like, internet personality that they see and they're, like, super crushing on, you know? Mm-hmm. And then in it, they say, like... You have long flowing hair and, like, a cute smile. And so that's what I thought of right away. The other things that came to mind was it has, like, a very old school sound. Oh, like, really? It sounds like an older song. Yeah. And I was like, and then it has, like, this brass. And that reminded me of, like a 80s brass kind of throwback, you know, because 80s songs would do that a lot. But then I found something out, but I'll let you talk first before I say that.
Okay. So, to me, it was, like, I didn't know how to connect the TV thing with what I was thinking of. So, I have two different, like, ideas of what this song... So, first one is, like, meeting your ideal person, because it sounded like they just were, like, oh, my gosh, like, in awe because of this person. And then the second one was, like, almost, like... how we see idols, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's a good one.
Like for a lot of fans, like, it's through, like, a screen watching them, like, and, like, with their, like, we just admire so much about them, you know what I mean? And so that's what came to my mind too. But, like, after, like, a while, like, the long hair and the stuff, and I was like, okay, so that's what made me think meeting your, like, ideal type or your perfect person. But, like, I didn't know how to connect the TV to that, so
okay.
But so, I like yours,
so I think you might be more accurate when you say TV, because this is a remake
of another song. Oh,
and I have it. Okay, but you guys, when I play things on my phone, it's really loud. So
you might want to turn down.
So yeah, turn down the volume really quick, and I'll play it. And it's, you're gonna flip out.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so it's a remake of an older song.
That's so cute.
And I really like this remake. I think it's awesome. And I'm like, why would they do that? But the whole concept behind this album, according to Big Hit, was there are, like,
wait, can I guess first?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's, okay, so for me personally, I think it's, like, about, like, different struggles of being, like, a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. So the quote was, unfolds the experiences the boys encounter as they grow up.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
So, like, Fairy of Shampoo, even though it's an older song.
It's, like, about being in love.
Yeah, and, like, crushing on, like, you know, like you said, like, an idol, or like I said, nowadays, maybe, like, a social media personality that you see, you know? So yeah, okay.
That's so cute. Okay.
Sorry.
The next one is Maze in the Mirror.
Okay. I love this one. Okay.
that's my fairy.
It's doing it again. So, just use your arrow, please. Okay, we're going to take a second and get this song ready. Okay, so we found Maze in the Mirror. Here it is. Just gonna get good. Let it play.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, so do you want?
Sure.
Okay, you start.
So for me, it was not knowing who you are and, like, almost like them asking themselves not to give up on themselves from finding who they are.
I love it.
And, like, because there was a lot of, like, mirror stuff, like, looking at yourself and thinking of yourself as a maze and trying to figure yourself out and, like, trying to get to that opening where you do know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know what's interesting? And it didn't occur to me until now, but, like, there's this book. And it talks about how there's actually, like, a million versions of yourself that exist.
Oh, I'm
because,
sure.
Because you to your mom is not the same as the you are to your dad. Or the you are to your teacher. Or, like, so there's out in the world, there's these, like, millions of yous, you know? And they're none of them line up with the you to yourself. You know, and maybe the you to yourself doesn't even line up with the you to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, with the ultimate you. So, like, I just picture, like, running through this hall of mirrors and, like, it's all these reflections of the yous that are presented,
like, oh my God,
to society, you know? And
that's awesome.
I don't know. Wow. That's what I just thought of. And then, like, I forgot what that was going to say.
And then, like... Yes!
There's a part where they also say, where's the end? So it's not just the mirror thing. It's the maze thing, too. Like, I'm, like, running on a treadmill. Like, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm going in circles. Like, when will I level up? You know?
Sorry.
The other thing that I liked about the song is the acoustic guitar.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
Like, super
so
soothing.
Beautiful.
You know, it's like Campfire Kumbaya.
Campfire Kumbaya.
I like it. And then this is a song that the members wrote. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes me kind of sad.
The members wrote this song, and I think it's so cute. So it had some producers, but under the, like, the lyrics, the written lyrics, the boys wrote the lyrics. And I think they had some help from some of the producers, but I can't remember who was a producer on this song, and I don't want to speculate. But anyways, yeah, so I thought that was really,
that's so cute.
Really cute. And they did a great job.
They really did.
And
the lyrics were so poetic,
they were really good.
Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is Puma. Freaking awesome song. Okay. Yeah. Westside, Eastside, didn't know where to go. Tonight, we ride your mind, can you buy me some? By the
Okay, so definitely, like,
we have to stop it.
Like, the hardcore song on the album. It was also the first song that they made a music video to as well, right?
Didn't they? Can't You See Me.
Oh, Can't You See Me. Dang. Well, they also, they just released this one. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. And I got, like, fake love vibes from the music video.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'm really wondering.
It's like the dark, like,
yeah, mysteriousness. If they shared the same director or somebody on that creativity team, like, is the same.
Boom. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's like, I always wait for the hardcore songs. Okay. Anyways, so it's a, so I said, sorry, it's in my notes. So, the feeling of, like, getting backlash from the public eye, but, well, I also got vibes of being, like, your own root of happiness, and because there's, like, parts where it was, like, I feel, like, okay, but, like, there's also so much going on, and so to me, that's, I think that that's really awesome. Like, I really like the message of the song, because it's basically saying, like, even though we get so much hate, like, we can still find happiness in ourselves, you know what I mean? But in a hardcore way. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, they talked about being free, and, like now, kind of, like, being on your own, like, and it's like you said, kind of, like, being susceptible to public criticism, but yet still being happy, because, you know what, I'm free, and I'm on my own, and, like, granted, it's hard being on my own, but I'm happy that I'm not caged up anymore. Like, I'll be able to, like, battle my own battles if I need to. I'd rather do that than live a life that's
caged up.
Right, and not free.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but and that makes so much sense, because there's so many people who don't chase after their dreams because they're almost, like, afraid of that, like, sense of being in the public eye. But it's like they're saying, like, like you said. And I think that's an awesome name to call it, Puma, too, like, as in, like...
Well, and I was looking up, I was like, what's with Puma? So, like, I was, like, looking up, like, South Korean natural predators, and I thought maybe Puma was, like, the biggest cat that they have. No, but they have tigers, too. But still...
They called it Puma.
Yeah, they called it Puma.
But
I think a Puma's, like, smaller and more stealthy, and you know what,
like,
I mean?
Like, creature.
Yeah.
Oh, I love, and we're in, panthers, we're into panthers.
Well, mountain lions, so mountain lions and pumas are, like, the same, and, you know, so, anyways.
They climb mountains.
Yeah. This is not science lesson day, but.
Okay. And the next, the last one is Eternally. Oh, here, I'll skip to four.
No, you can like it. Okay, so you know what this reminds me of?
It's a breakup song.
It's another sleepy song for me. Like, wow. Remember how Serendipity was my sleepy song?
It's not a sleepy song for me, because if you guys listen
to the whole song, right. It goes... Oh, and then you... Right. Right. And what did I say the first time I heard
you it? You said, I wish it was two songs.
Yes.
And I said, I like it better as one.
It's more creative as one, because nobody does that.
And I used to think the exact same things when I would hear songs like this that were like two. I'd be like, why didn't they just make it two? But then I was like, it's so awesome, because if you're like... You're in the hype mood, but you're also, like the soothing music. You could just play this song, and you'd be like, yeah!
Well, and I think it fits the lyrics, because I think it's another breakup song, and so it's showing the contrast between, like, those down times of a breakup,
yes,
and then the times where you're like, you know what? Forget
I don't
you.
Even care.
Yeah, I'm just gonna move on.
That's literally what I said, was the two sides of, like, falling out of love or breaking up, and remembering all the good times and being sad, and being, and remembering, like, why you broke up with
right,
the person.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and breakups are hard.
Good Oof. Thing I've never been through
one. Yeah, good thing you'll never be through one.
I know. Ever. It's not gonna happen.
Okay, well, so that's TXT's new album. We hope that you guys enjoy it. And, you know,
it's so cute. Just listen to it.
It's just, I just think it's just, you know, it's kind of like...
I think everyone can relate to it, too, in some way.
I just love seeing what they create. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's interesting is when you look at the producers, there's a lot of American producers on this. Mm-hmm. And in the early days of BTS, it was mostly South Korean producers. Obviously, that Melanie Joy Fontana is on this. She's the Boy With Love producer.
Oh.
So, big hit in her. I mean, she's almost on every track, if not every track on this. Adora, Supreme Boy, Slow Rabbit, and then, like I said, just a slew of American producers.
They work hard.
They all work hard.
So hard.
So anyways, we like it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be listening to Puma for forever.
And I think it tells a good story. You know?
I really love the fact that they're already writing their own music. Like, mm-hmm. I know BTS did that too, and so many other artists do, but I think one of our biggest concerns was, like, BTS had already made a name for themselves and had already made Big Hit a big company. So I remember when TXT was first coming out, we were like, I really hope that they're still close and that they still are able to struggle together to right. make a bond, you right. know what I mean? And I think that writing songs together and producing together and struggling with that itself is a great way to bond. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy that mm-hmm. like they're making their own music.
I think that's a great point. All right, we'll end with that. Thanks for listening, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.